This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Chadwick. In a few weeks, the World Health Organization expects to finalize a plan that could save the world from a flu pandemic if one starts. This would be the first time anything like this has been tried. NPR's Richard Knox has this report.
The plan relies on a drug called Tamiflu. The idea is to lay a blanket of Tamiflu over the area where a pandemic virus first shows itself. Everybody within 6 miles of the first cases would be quarantined for 4 weeks, 6 weeks, maybe longer. Everybody in that quarantine circle would take Tamiflu during that time. Dr. Michael Perdue of the WHO says the agency's stockpile currently has enough Tamiflu for about 500,000 people to take a daily dose for 6 weeks.
If the virus did not transmit too rapidly, that would be enough doses to mount an effective response.
There are a lot of ifs, beginning with the behavior of the pandemic virus that emerges.
The virus is going to have to help us out. You know, if the virus is killing 50% of the people, then epidemiological evidence is going to be pretty clear. You're going to have a lot of people dying from that kind of illness. But if the virus is not as lethal a virus as we're seeing now, then you're going to have a situation where it's going to be much more difficult to distinguish the pandemic virus, say, from a seasonal influenza outbreak.
That would take much faster detective work than WHO has mustered over the past 3 years. Success also depends crucially on where the pandemic virus appears.
If the first case was in Bangkok or Jakarta or someplace else with high population density, then it would be very hard to imagine containing it.
Dr. Mark Lipsitch of the Harvard School of Public Health doubts that a pandemic could be stamped out at its source. He and his colleagues have a critique in the current issue of Public Library of Science Medicine, an online journal. They say there's no reason to think a pandemic strain would pop up only once.
There will continue to be high prevalence of H5N1 in birds. There will continue to be bird-to-human contact, and there will continue to be probably further geographic spread of the virus. And a single introduction doesn't change any of that.
Multiple introductions of the virus would quickly exhaust the WHO's Tamiflu stockpile. Still, Lipsitch thinks the WHO's plan is worth trying if it could delay a global pandemic by even 6 months.
6 months would be a lot of time if we had the technology ready to make a vaccine in large quantities once we knew the right strain. So containment might buy us a truly crucial amount of time, but the ability to use that time depends on improving our ability to make vaccines.
President Bush's budget for 2007 contains about $2 billion for pandemic vaccine development, but many wonder if there's enough time. At a meeting of U.S. business leaders last week, nearly 60% said they expect a flu pandemic within the next 2 years. Dr. Michael Osterholm of the University of Minnesota organized that meeting.
The fact that 60% of the respondents believe that would occur within the next 2 years is clearly a barometer of urgency.
But fewer than one in five of the executives at that meeting said they have a plan to cope with a pandemic. Richard Knox, NPR News.